It is my joy again to be sharing with you on the subject that is so close to the heart of God, the subject of prayer. Now, in some ways, my heart is a little sad as I share this with you. Because this is my last opportunity to share some of my heart with you in this teaching.
Margi ieu kesempatan akhir tina pengajaran ieu.
But in this lesson, I want to share with you what I think is perhaps as important as anything that I could teach.
Ieu sami pentingna sareng pokok nu parantos diajarkeun.
I've been talking about the power of prayer.
Ngenaan kawasa tina neureut da.
And we have defined some aspects of prayer. And then we talked about the practice of prayer. We even provided a pattern for prayer in some of our teaching. I shared 12 ways to pray. I mentioned that if we spent 5 minutes in each of these 12 ways, we would pray one whole hour.
5 menit dina 12 cara neneda ngagunakeun waktu sajam.
And my prayer is that you have begun to give even an hour a day in the presence of the Lord.
Tarek masian waktu sajam tiap dinten kanggo Gusti.
But in this lesson, I want to talk about the purpose of our praying. That we would understand the ultimate purpose and the scope of our praying. What is the reason that God has given us this wonderful gift of prayer?
Alasan kunaon Allah masian kurnia neneda nu endah eta.
Did God just give us this gift so we can get more blessings for ourselves?
Alamasian kurnia ieu dugi ka urang kenging seueur berkah kanggo dirinya lira.
What is the most important thing to God?
Anu paling penting kanggo Allah?
Why did God send His Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross?
Kunaon Allah ngintunkeun putrana Yesus Kristus kanggo pupus di salib?
It is that we might be saved.
Supaya urang diselametkeun.
It is that mankind might be reconciled to God.
Umat manusia didamaikeun ku Allah.
This is why Jesus came.
Ieu margina Yesus dongkap.
So nothing is closer to the heart of God than the salvation of lost souls.
Caket kana mana Gusti nyaeta kasalametan jiwa-jiwa nu ical.
That is what we're praying toward.
Ieu nu nuju dipangnedakeun.
And I can tell you this.
Abdi ngadongengkeun ieu.
We are living in a season of the greatest harvest in the history of the church.
Urang hirup di zaman panen nu ageung tina sajarah gereja.
It's hard even to begin to imagine the great harvest that's taking place.
Bisa ngabayangkeun di mana urang panen.
In a moment I want to share with you 4 things about this harvest.
Aya opat ngeunaan panen.
But I can tell you even from the very beginning that great things are happening all over the world.
Tingawitan perkara-perkara nu ageung nuju kajantenan di sakuliah dunya.
10 years ago, missionary experts said there were about 75,000 people coming to Jesus Christ every day.
10 tahun kapengker, ahli-ahli misi nyarios ayat 75,000 nu tobat tiap dinten.
Now that was 10 years ago.
Yes, 10 tahun kapengker.
Now they say that number is over 100,000.
Ini langkung di 100,000 jalmi.
Some even believe it may be closer to 150,000 every day coming to know Jesus.
Sapalina percanten ieu langkung di 150,000 tiap dinten nu percanten ka Yesus.
And many researchers believe by the time we move into the next century, it will be over 200,000 every single day.
Malih salajengna 200,000 tiap dintenna.
Think about the big vast nation of China.
Cina nagri nu ageung pisan sareng lega.
Some believe that as many as 35,000 people, Chinese, are coming to know Jesus every day.
Aya nu percanten 35,000 urang Cina ngenal Yesus tiap dinten.
in the nation or the whole continent of Africa. At least 25,000 people are coming to know Jesus every day.
Bisa kulihat benua Afrika, 25,000 jalmi tiap dinten anu dongkap ka Gusti Yesus.
And those who study the progress of the church in Africa say that by the year 2000, perhaps half of Africa will know Jesus.
Anu ningali kemajuan di Afrika nyeros tahun 2000, setengah nati Afrika.
In Latin America, it is now believed 35,000 people are coming to know Jesus every single day there.
Di Amerika Latin, 35,000 jalmi anu percantan ka Yesus tinggal dintena.
And that number is increasing.
Jumlahna naik teras.
I read one journalist in America in one of our leading newspapers who made an extraordinary statement.
Orang wartawan Amerika ngadamel pernyataan luar biasa.
He said at the present progress of people coming to know Jesus in Latin America.
Ana anjalmi-jalmi percantan ka Yesus di Amerika Latin.
If that momentum does not stop,
umpami momentum ieu teu liren,
by the end of the next century,
akhir abad engke,
every single person in Latin America will be a born again Christian.
Yap jalmi di Amerika Latin janten Kristen nu dibabarkeun deui.
And when I heard that, I said, hallelujah.
Atas ngadangu perkawis ya, cek abdi hallelujah.
Because that's God's will.
Yeka hayong gusti.
God is not willing that any should perish.
Alahan temika hayong sarong ke binasa.
But all should come to repentance.
Adanya tarobat.
And so I'm speaking to you now on the focus of our prayer.
Abdi nyeros kasadarek fokus nerda urang.
And the ultimate focus of our prayer is gathering lost souls.
Pusat nerda nyaita nyempelkan jiwa-jiwa nu ical.
Who could have imagined what's happening in the world today in answer to prayer?
Inawalran nerda naon nu baris kajantenan di ieu dunya.
10 years ago in the old Soviet Union, you could not hold an evangelistic crusade.
10 tahun kapengger di Uni Soviet da kenging ngayakeun KKR penginjilan.
You could not go house to house with the gospel like our ministry does all over the world.
Biasanya nak Injil ti bumi ka bumi sapatas pelayanan dilakukeun di sakuliah dunya.
But believers prayed.
Jalmi-jalmi percantan nerada.
They focused their prayer on a lost world.
Aranjeunna musatkeun panerdana ka hiji dunya nu ical.
Many tens of thousands prayed for communism to fall in Eastern Europe.
Puluhan ribu jalmi nerada supados komunis kawon di Eropa Timur.
And the doors open to take the gospel to every home.
Pantau-pantau muka kanggo Injil di setiap bumi.
And even evangelist Billy Graham was invited to Moscow.
Injil Billy Graham di ulam ka Moskow.
And in the biggest auditorium, he preached the gospel.
Di aula nu pang agengna ngawartakeun Injil.
For 3 nights.
Ngalami 3 wengi.
And there were so many people that came.
Terjami nu dongkap.
They had to erect a huge television screen outside the auditorium.
Mereka masang layar TV kanggo di luar.
And many, many more people were outside the auditorium than could even get in.
Rang langkung seueur di luar tibatan dilebet.
And I remember seeing some of that crusade on television in America.
Abdi emot sababaraha kabangunan rohani di Amerika.
And I'll never forget one night in particular.
Mahilap ka wengi nu istimewa eta.
Billy Graham was preaching.
Billy Graham nu khotbah.
And while Billy Graham was preaching, he gave the invitation.
Samantara Billy Graham khotbah anjana masian uleman.
He invited people to come to Jesus.
Nyerang ulam supados jalmi-jalmi percantan ka Yesus.
They all started to run.
Rayana lalumpatan.
Hundreds of them were running.
Ratusan jami lalumpatan.
And evangelist Billy Graham had to shout.
Billy Graham kedang gerowo.
Don't run.
Kenging lompat.
Don't hurt anyone.
Kenging nyilakakeun
sarua. Now how many of our pastors have to say that when they preach in our nation?
Sabay pendeta anu sapertos kitu di negara urang.
When they give an invitation, they have to say don't run.
Atuh masih anu leman nyarios teh kenging lompat.
We're fortunate if even one person comes.
Hiji bae nu majeng urang tos untung.
But there were hundreds coming.
Teng aya ratusan jami nu dongkap.
And they were running.
Aranya nuju lompat.
But that which blessed my heart the most was one night in that crusade when the Red Army, the Russian Army Choir,
Pasukan Tentara Merah, suara Angkatan Darat Rusia,
a men's choir of Russian soldiers,
rampak sekar ti pamaget serdadu Rusia,
sang at the Billy Graham crusade.
Ngawi dina kebangunan rohani Billy Graham.
And they sang a gospel song.
Ngawi kan iji lagu penginjilan.
And they had learned one song in the English language.
Karajana kada diajar hiji lagu bahasa Inggris.
Even though they speak Russian.
Nyarios nanganggo bahasa Rusia.
And the song that they sang.
Lagu anu dikawikeun.
Talked about how Jesus died on the cross.
Nyariuskeun Yesus pupus di salib.
To set us free from sin.
Kanggo ngabebaskeun urang tina dosa.
And when I heard the Red Army choir.
Atos abdi ngadang urampak sekar tentara merah.
In the Russian Army uniforms.
Dina saragam angkatan darat Rusia.
With the old red star of communism on their hats.
Bintang merah kolot komunis dina topina.
When I heard them singing about Jesus.
Kadang waran jena ngawikeun ngeunaan Yesus.
I just started to weep.
Abdi ngawitan nangis.
And I said, "Oh Lord."
Bareng nyarios, "Duh Gusti."
That's the Russian Army choir.
Kita rampak sekar angkatan darat Rusia.
Singing about Jesus.
Ngawi ngeunaan Yesus.
Who could have imagined that 10 years ago?
10 tahun kapengker.
And then I think of our ministry.
Abdi ngemutan pelayanan urang sadaya.
It is called Every Home for Christ.
Disebut rumah tangga kanggo Kristus.
And our goal is to work with all the church, just like you.
Saran abdi sadaya nyaeta didamel sareng sadaya gereja sami sareng saderek.
And mobilizing people to go to every family with the gospel.
Ngambilkan jalmi-jalmi angkat ka tiap keluarga nyandak Injil.
10 years ago in the old Soviet Union, we could not do this.
10 tahun kapengker di Uni Soviet lami henteu tiasa ngalakukeun ieu.
But in just the last 3 years, as I'm speaking.
10 tahun kapengker waktos abdi nyarios.
Our workers there from many churches.
Padamal abdi di gereja.
Have gone to almost 20 million homes in just that part of the world.
Angkat hampir ka 20 juta bumi di dunia ieu.
And many hundreds of thousands have given their hearts to Jesus.
Ratusan ribu jalmi masihkeun manehna ka Yesus.
Who could have imagined that just 10 years ago?
Siapa kabayangkeun ieu 10 tahun kapengker?
What is the secret?
Naon rahasiana?
There's one secret.
Aya hiji rahasia.
People like you have been praying.
Jami-jami saperta saderek parantos neuneuda.
And when we pray, something happens.
Patos urang neuneuda baris aya kajantenan.
And the doors open.
Panta-panta muka.
And souls come to know Jesus.
Jiwa-jiwa dongkap ka Yesus.
And that's what I want to speak to you about in this last lesson.
Anu bari dicaroskeun tina pengajaran akhir.
I want to share with you the power your prayer has in releasing souls and bringing them into the kingdom.
Kawasa tina neuneuda saderek parantos ngalepaskeun jiwa-jiwa sareng nyandak ka karajaan.
There are 4 simple insights I want to share with you.
Aya 4 pandangan sederhana.
And these 4 insights are these.
Opat pandangan eta nyaeta.
First is a prayer concerning the end time harvest.
Kahiji paneta kanggo panen akhir zaman.
All of these thoughts come directly from Scripture.
Sadaya imutan ieu kawitna ti pangandika Allah.
So first is a prayer concerning the harvest.
Nu kahiji paneta ngeunaan panen.
Secondly is a promise concerning the end time harvest.
Kadua nyaeta hiji janji ngeunaan panen di akhir zaman.
Third, I want to share with you a premise concerning the end time harvest.
Katilu nyaeta alasan ngeunaan panen akhir zaman.
Now I will explain what we mean by a premise.
Naon dimaksud akhir zaman?
And finally, I'm going to share a proclamation concerning the end time harvest.
Di proklamasi ngeunaan panen akhir zaman.
This proclamation is something we see in Scripture that gives us great hope.
Proklamasi ieu teh ditingali tina pangandika Allah anu masihan harepan agung.
But let me share the first thought.
Ijinan abdi ngabagikeun ieu.
It is a prayer concerning the end time harvest.
Ngeunaan hiji paneda panen akhir zaman.
Sometimes people ask me, what is my favorite passage of Scripture?
Kadang aya nu naroskeun pasal mana tina pangandika Allah nu dipikareseup.
Now that is very hard for me to answer.
Sa abdi bade ngawalerna.
There are so many things that I might share.
Sarbisa nu hoyong ku abdi dibagikeun.
But there is a prayer in the book of Psalms that I love very much.
Aya hiji neuneuda dina kitab Japur nu abdi dipikareseup.
It is a psalm that has about 7 verses.
Japur nu mung 7 ayat.
And all of it is a prayer.
Adayana mangrupi neuneuda.
It is in Psalm 67.
Kena Japur 67.
And I especially like the first two verses.
Ayat 2 ayat nu dipikaresep nu kahiji.
Listen to these words.
Tangukeun kecap-kecap ieu.
God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause your face to shine on us.
Nun Gusti abi sadaya nedapi welas sareng berkah mugi luntur galih kersa malire ka abdi.
Now I must stop as we look at that verse.
Urang kedah liren waktos ningali ayat ieu.
And tell you what it is saying.
Masih antarang ka sederek naon nu dicaroskeun.
It is saying, God, forgive us when we fail.
Gusti ngahampura waktos urang gagal.
Let your mercy come upon us.
Mugi si piwelas lungsur ka abdi.
And then bless us.
Ngaberkahan abdi.
That even means prosper us.
Diartosna ngamakmurkeun urang.
Provide us more resources.
Nyiapkeun langkung seueur sumber daya.
But why do we ask God for that?
Orang nyuhunkeun Allah kanggo perkara eta.
Just so we can have more things?
Pas urang kadoh langkung seueur deui barang.
No, that's not the reason.
Tanas eta alesanana.
And then it says, Lord, let your face shine on us.
Terasa dicaroskeun di dieu, Gusti supados cahaya pamenteu Gusti nyaangan kami.
Whenever you read a scripture about the face of God, it's talking about the glory of God.
Pamenteu Gusti ngandung hartos kamulyan Allah.
Let your glory come on us.
Mugi kamulyan Gusti lungsur ka abdi.
But why do we ask this?
Kunaon urang nyuhunkeun ieu?
Why do we say God forgive us?
Kunaon urang nyarios Gusti hapunten abdi abdi?
Why do we say God prosper us?
Kunaon urang nyarios Gusti makmurkeun abdi?
Why do we say let your glory come on us?
Oke, mugi kamulyan Gusti lungsur ka abdi.
Verse 2 tells us why.
Ayat 2 masian terang kunaon?
That your way, O God, may be known upon the whole earth to all nations.
Tangkan pangrasa Gusti nyata ka umat manusia, pun kitu kasalamatan ti Gusti dikenal ku sakumna bangsa.
So that's what we're asking God to do for us.
Eta nu ku urang disuhunkeun ka Gusti.
You know, we have been sharing from God's word.
Urang parantos ngabahas dina pangadiga Gusti.
A translation of these words.
Hiji terjemahan tina kecap-kecap ieu.
In your own language.
Ya, bahasa sadrek nyalira.
But let me share what is, we call a paraphrase.
Abdi bade masian hiji tironan.
It's putting the words of the scripture into a language we can sometimes understand more easily.
Dina pangadeg Gusti ka hiji bahasa nu gampil ka hartosna.
And this one paraphrase I would read from is called the Living Bible.
Ye hiji tironan tina Alkitab nu bade ku abdi diaos.
And it says this. O God, in your mercy, bless us.
Tuh Gusti tina kasih setia Gusti berkahan abdi.
Let your face shine with joy as you look at us.
Beres pamuntena cahayaan kusuka gumbira sementara wis ningali ka abdi.
Now I especially like these next words.
Abdi mikaresep kecap-kecap ieu.
Send us around the world with the news of your saving power and your eternal plan for salvation.
Kinto nabi kasakulia dunya disarengan wartos-wartos ngenaan kawasa kasalametan sareng rencana langgeng ti Gusti kanggo kasalametan.
Now God will take you around the world.
Allah bade nyandak sadere kasakulia dunya.
You say, how can I go around the world?
Sadere kumaha tiasa abdi angkat kasakulia dunya.
You can go around the world in prayer.
Sadere tiasa angkat kasakulia dunya tina neneda.
20 years ago, I got a map of the world.
20 tahun kapengker arti kinging hiji peta dunia.
And for 2 days,
selama 2 dinten,
almost 10 or 12 hours a day,
hampir 10 atau napi 12 jam sadinten,
I learned every nation on earth.
Abdi diajar tiap negara.
I put them into my memory.
Ngapalkeun ana.
Because I had made a promise to God.
Abdi partos janji ka Gusti.
That if He would give me the strength.
Mami anjeunna masian kakiatan.
Every day of my life.
Tiap dinten ka hirup abdi.
I would go to every nation on earth.
Abdi bade angkat ka tiap nagara.
And I would lift them before the Lord.
Ngangkat aranjeunna di payunan Gusti.
And so I can tell you this.
Abdi masian terang saderek ieu.
That even today.
Dian dinten ieu.
Before this teaching.
Tatacan pangajaran ieu.
I took a journey of prayer.
Abdi ngalakukeun perjalanan tina neneda.
And I traveled to your nation.
Pergi ke negara sadere.
Whatever your nation is.
Naon bae negarana.
I have been to your nation today.
Abdi tos di negara sadek ayeuna.
And I've been there in prayer.
Nanging tina neneda.
And I know the Lord hears me.
Abdi terang Gusti ngadangu.
Because I've prayed, send me around the world.
Panada abdi kintun abdi kasakuliah dunya.
And He's allowed me to do that in prayer.
Gusti ngijinan eta ngalangkungan panada.
Now He may send you to your neighbor.
Panada anjeunna ngintunkeun sadere ka tatanggi sadere.
He may send you to another province in your country.
Atanapi ka luar provinsi.
He may send you to another country.
Kadang ke luar negeri sanes.
But we can all go there through prayer.
Berarti asa angkat ke ditu ngalangkungan paneda.
Send us around the world.
Kita nak bisa raya ke sakuliah dunia.
With the good news.
Kuwarta-warta nusai.
And you know, in this same psalm.
Tarik terang tina jabur nusami iya.
In this same paraphrase.
Tirunan nusami.
It says in verse 4.
Bicaraskan tina ayat 4.
How glad the nations will be.
Nun Gusti mugia bangsa-bangsa muji syukur ka anjeun.
And then verse 7 says this in the Living Bible.
Ayat 8 nyaskeun kieu tina Alkitab nu hidup.
God will bless us.
Gusti ngaberkahan urang.
And the remotest lands will worship him.
Sadaya tungtung bumi sieun ku Gusti.
This very year as I'm teaching this.
Taun waktos ngawulang ieu.
I've had the joy of traveling around the world many times.
Abdi dinga angkat ka sakuliah dunya seueur pisan.
In fact, I was adding up the miles just the other day that I've traveled around the world.
Buktosna abdi nambihan mil-mil dina dinten sanes angkat ka sakuliah dunya.
And it's equal to going around the world 6 times.
Ya sami sareng 6 kali abdi nguriling.
And on one of these trips, I went into the rainforest deep in Central Africa.
Dina hiji perjalanan abdi angkat ka hiji leuweung nu baseuh di Afrika Tengah.
And there I went to see the pygmy tribes that are coming to Jesus.
Idinya aya suku-suku pygmy nu percanten ka Yesus.
I think I mentioned this in the first session that I taught.
Imutan abdi nyebab-nyebatkeun ieu tina sesi nu kahiji.
But I had heard a testimony.
Abdi ngadangu hiji kasaksian.
That over 1,200 pygmies of a tribe of 6,000 had come to Jesus.
Kana 6,000 jalmi suku pygmy 1,200 jalmi tos percanten Yesus.
And it all happened in just 1 year.
Kejantanana tina sataun.
So then we took this long journey deep into the rainforest.
Tentana diangkat ka leuweung eta.
Our last report was that 1,200 pygmies had come to Jesus.
1,200 jalmi pygmy percanten Yesus.
But oh my, were we surprised when we got into that part of the rainforest.
Tapi abdi kaget pisan waktos ka bagian leuweung eta.
It wasn't just 1,200 pygmies of 6,000 pygmies that came to Jesus.
Kana 1,200 pygmy tina kedep rebu.
By that time it was 4,000 of those pygmies that had come to know Jesus.
Aya 4,000 pygmy nu percanten Yesus.
That was almost the whole tribe.
Hampir sadayana.
And I couldn't believe my eyes.
Abdi henteu percanten kana socaa nyalila.
They were just coming to Jesus every day.
Aranya donggap ka Yesus tiap dinten.
Now we call our ministry overseas every home crusades or campaigns.
Ya disebut pelayanan ke luar negeri, kebangunan rohani tiap rumah tangga atau nabi kampanye-kampanye.
We go to every home.
Abdi angkat ke tiap rumah tangga.
But when we first started getting reports from the rainforest, they were very strange.
Nuju ngawitan king laporan ti leuweung baseuh ngaraos aneh.
The reports never told us how many homes were reached with the gospel.
Tapi hayang terang ti direktur laporan sababaraha rumah tangga nu tos dihontal.
Now we require all of our directors around the world to report how many homes they're reaching.
Sababaraha kulawarga nu parantos dihontal.
That is how we have an idea of how many people are being reached.
Ieu kumaha abdi ngakaduhan hiji ide ngeunaan ngahontal jalmi-jalmi.
That is because all over the world the average is that 5 people live in one home.
Kumargi rata-rata tiap jalmi aya 5 jalmi.
And so we ask them to tell us how many homes they reach.
Abdi nyuhunkeun sababaraha jalmi nu parantos dihontal.
But our director in the rainforest kept telling us just how many souls were being saved.
Tapi direktur ti leuweung masih terang ngeunaan sababaraha jalmi anu parantos salamet.
He never told us how many homes they were reaching.
Temasian terang sababaraha bumi.
So I sent him a letter.
Abdi ngintun hiji sareng.
I said, my brother.
Saur abdi.
We need to know how many homes you're reaching.
Abdi hayang terang sababaraha bumi nu nuju di hontal.
And he wrote me a letter back.
Anjeun ngabalesan.
He said, brother Dick.
Saurna sareng Dick.
The pygmies do not live in homes.
Jalmi pygmy henteu di bumi-bumi.
They live in trees.
Titikna dina tatangkalan.
So I wrote him a letter.
Wapi diwaler deui.
And I said it does not matter if people live in a little house in the tree.
Tarus masalah jalmi titikna ditangkal.
We call it a tree hut or a tree house.
Tadi sebut pondok tangkal atau nabi saung ranggo.
That's still a house.
Ieu teh hiji bumi.
So tell us how many tree houses you're reaching.
Tentana aya sababaraha ranggo nu dihontal.
So he wrote back another letter.
Anjeun ngawaler sarat sanes deui.
He said, brother Dick, you still don't understand.
Adrek dikta can ngartos.
They don't live in little houses in the trees.
Alien tidak cicing di bumi atau alien tidak tangkal.
They just live in the trees.
Tapi hidup tidak tangkal.
They just sleep on the leaves.
Bobona di nada daunan.
Or under the leaves.
Tapi di handa penda daunan.
In the trees.
Di lebat tangkal.
Or on the trees.
Di luhurun tangkal.
And he has a great sense of humor.
Resep guyon.
And he printed in big letters.
Diserat ku huruf cetak nu ageng.
He said, Brother Dick.
Karena saderek Dick.
We have launched the Every Tree Crusade.
Tadi parantos ngeluarkan kebangunan rohani tiap tangkal.
We have a motto in our ministry.
Abdi kado slogan tina pelayanan.
We will not stop in our work.
Maliren tina pada melan ieu.
Until we go to the last home in our countries with the gospel.
Dugi kaangkat ka nagri-nagri nupang akhirna ku Injil.
We always talk about the last home.
Abdi nyaros ngeunaan bumi anu panungtung.
So our brother printed even bigger on his letter, even bigger.
Dengan penyeratan ku huruf nu langkung ageng deui.
He said, Brother Dick.
Karena saderek Dick.
We will not stop.
Abdi maliren.
Until we go to the last tree on earth with the gospel.
Dika tangkal nu panungtung di dunya ku Injil.
Oh, what a glorious spirit.
Tu hiji roh nu mulia.
We will not stop.
Abdi maliren.
Until everyone has the gospel.
Dika tiap jami kaduh Injil.
And so thank God for that beautiful prayer.
Kita bersyukur kanggo panadan nu endah.
God send us around the world.
Alangitun urang ka sakuliah dunya.
Until all nations know.
Sehingga sadaya bangsa kenal Yesus.
All people.
Sadaya jalmi.
But there's a second thing I said I would mention.
Anu kadua nu bade dicarioskeun.
It is a promise concerning the end time harvest.
Hiji janji ngeunaan panen akhir zaman.
The promise is found in Matthew chapter 24.
In Matius pasal 24.
Here Jesus is telling us when he will come back to the earth.
Yesus masih terang iraha anjeunna bari dongkap deui ka ieu dunya.
You see, Jesus said he would come again.
Terang Yesus bari dongkap deui.
And he would take his children to be with him forever.
Bari nyandak pala putrana sasarengan salamina.
But now the disciples were wondering when will this happen.
Murid-murid naros keun iraha ieu kajantananana.
So they asked Jesus the question.
Janten aranjeunna tumaros kieu ka Yesus.
When will all these things happen?
Iraha baris kajantananana.
And they said, what will be the sign of your return?
Saurna deui kumaha tawisna kasumpinganana.
And Jesus began to tell them many things that would happen.
Yesus ngawitan nyaroskeun ka aranjeunna seueur nu baris kajantanan.
You can read these in all of Matthew chapter 24.
Biasa diaos dina Matius pasal 24.
He said there would be wars.
Kamana marane baris ngadenge sorapan.
Rumors of wars.
Atanami wartos-wartos ngeunaan perang.
There would be famines and sickness.
Bersaya kalaparan sareng sagala panyakit.
But each time he referred to these things, he said it's only the beginning.
Nanging anu ditunjukkeun ieu teh nembe oge ngawitanana.
And then he would say, but the end is not yet.
Akhirna mah sacara ngadadak.
And then all of a sudden,
ngadadak.
He says one thing.
Anjeunna nyarios hiji perkawis.
That I am convinced is the sign of the coming of Jesus.
Abi yakin ieu teh tawis kasumpingan Yesus.
This is how you can know really when Jesus is coming.
Bicara kieu urang terang iraha Gusti Yesus tongkap.
And you read it in Matthew 24 verse 14.
Ya sangaos dina Matius 24 ayat 14.
It is the one thing that must happen before Jesus will come.
Yeuh teh hiji perkawis nu kedah kajantenan sataacan Yesus tongkap.
Listen to these words.
Sangukeun kacap-kacap ieu.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations. And then the end will come.
Ari Injil pernyataan kerajaan teh bakal sumebar ka sakuliah dunya ngajadi saksi ka sakabeh bangsa geus kitu kakara akhir zaman teh datang.
Now listen very carefully to what Jesus said.
Tangukeun sing jelas naon didawuhkeun ku Yesus.
First, the gospel of the kingdom must be proclaimed in all the world.
Nukahiji Injil kerajaan kedah diproklamirkeun di sakuliah dunya.
Now perhaps you've been told or taught this already, but the New Testament was originally written in the Greek language.
Adalah kipasan terang yang perjanjian enggal nu asli diserat dina bahasa Yunani.
And so sometimes we look carefully at words in the original language to see what they might mean.
Kurang kedah ningali kalimah-kalimah tina bahasa aslina naon dimaksud ku aranjeunna.
Do they mean more than what we might think in our own language?
Naon maksud aranjeunna langkung tinu aya dina emutan urang oge tina basa urang nyalira?
When Jesus said all the world, he used a very special Greek word for the word world.
Waktos Yesus ngadawuh ngeunaan sakulia dunya ku kecap Yunani.
In the Greek language, the word is oikoumene.
Dina basa Yunani eta hartosna oikoumene.
Now, it means the inhabited world or where people live.
Ayeuna mah hartosna penduduk dunya di mana jalmi-jalmi cicing.
Now, the Greek language is like your own language.
Basa Yunani sapertos basa sadarik nyalira.
Sometimes your words come from other words.
Kadang-kadang kecap-kecap orang kawitna tinu sanes.
And oikoumene comes from the Greek word oikos.
Oikoumene kawitna ti kecap Yunani aikos.
And the word oikos means a dwelling where someone lives.
Aikos ngandung hartos hiji tempat di mana jalmi cicing.
So I believe this is what Jesus is saying.
Abi percanten ieu nu disaurkeun ku Yesus.
He is saying, before I come, the gospel must go to every oikos.
Injil kedah dugi ka setiap aikos.
To every family.
Setiap kulawarga.
And therefore to every person.
Dugi ka setiap jalmi.
And so the Lord is saying the whole world will know the good news.
Itu dawuhan Gusti sakulia dunia beris terang wartos nusai.
And we know this is His will.
Yaitu anu dipika hoyongna.
Because He's not willing, the Bible says, that any should
perish.
But all should come to know Jesus. And so I'm excited about this promise. I hope you heard the promise carefully. Jesus did not say the gospel of the kingdom might be preached in the whole world.
Yesus nteng ngadawu Injil kerajaan panginten dikutbahkeun di sakulia dunya.
Jesus did not even say the gospel of the kingdom should be preached in all the world.
Yesus nteng ngadawu supados Injil kerajaan dikutbahkeun di sakulia dunya.
He said the gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in all the world.
Injil kerajaan sakadana diproklamirkeun di sakulia dunya.
And when he said all the world, he meant every dwelling, every family.
Sakulia dunya maksudna setiap tempat cicing, setiap kulawarga.
So that is a promise concerning the harvest.
Ya janji ngeunaan panen.
It will happen.
Ya baris kajantenan.
But I ask you a question. Will you pray that God will use you to help make it happen? Will you be a part of God's plan? To not only pray, but to go to your neighbors? Until your whole community knows about Jesus. And in our ministry, we use evangelistic literature. That has a decision card. So people can send it to one of our offices. And receive Bible correspondence courses. And then they can grow in Jesus. And I may share some exciting testimonies in just a moment about that. But first I need to share the third thought. It concerns a premise.
Yihiji alasan.
A premise regarding the end time harvest.
Yihiji alasan panen akhir zaman.
Now what is a premise?
Eta mangrupi hiji alasan.
A premise is a proposition upon which an argument is based.
Alasannya teh hiji alasan anu dumasar kana gambaran.
In other words, it's a basis for an argument or a discussion.
Alasannya ieu dumasar kana hiji gambaran atanapi hiji rempungan.
And it is a proposition from which a conclusion is drawn.
Ieu hiji alasan di mana hiji kesimpulan ditarik.
It is something that helps us make a decision, a conclusion about something.
Nulungan urang kanggo ngadamel hiji putusan, kasimpulan ngeunaan hiji hal.
Now here is my premise.
Ieu alasan abdi.
It's my personal conviction.
Ieu keyakinan pribadi abdi.
You can listen to it and see if you agree with me.
Sadarek tiasa ngadangukeun eta, naha sadarek satuju sareng abdi.
And here is my proposition or my premise.
Ieu alasan abdi.
It is this.
Ieu teh.
The world is not evangelized, but people are evangelized.
Dunya henteu diinjilan, nanging jalmi-jalmina.
In other words, we don't reach the whole world unless we reach all the people in the world.
Orang tengahontal sakuliah dunia dugi ka ngahontal sadaya jalmi di dunia.
But there's more to my premise.
Aya nu langkung ti alasan abdi.
First, let me say this again. The world is not evangelized. People are evangelized. And to fill all the world literally with the gospel in a measurable way, we've got to go where people live.
Kanggo minuhan dunia ku Injil ku cara tiasa diukur urang kedah angkat ka jalmi-jalmi eta.
Now let me prove this from Scripture.
Abdi bade ngabuktikeun tina pangandika Gusti.
Look at Acts chapter 5.
Tingali caraos pada malam Rasul-Rasul pasal 5.
Look at verses 28 and 29.
Tingali ayat 28 sareng 29.
This is a passage where the early church leaders are told they can't preach the gospel anymore.
Ngan pamimpin-pamimpin gereja nu ngawitan di pasian terang teu tiasa ngawartakeun Injil.
If they do, they're going to be put in prison.
Pamili langgar aranjeunna baris dibui.
Let me begin reading actually in verse 27.
Perangawitan ti ayat 27.
It talks about when the disciples are brought before the council of leaders.
Nyarasot ngenaan murid-murid nu dicanda ka payunan mahkamah agama.
Listen to these words.
Regepkeun kecap-kecap ieu.
And when they had brought them, the apostles, they set them before the council.
Sanggeus jagrag di mahkamah agama dipariksa ku panghulu agung.
And the high priest asked them.
Saurna.
Verse 28 says.
Ayat 28 nyarios.
Did not we command you that you should not teach in the name of Jesus?
Marana geus diwanti-wanti pisan teu meunang ngajarkeun nyebat-nyebat eta ngaran Yesus.
But behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine.
Tapi marane anggur ngaliar-liarkeun eta pangajaran nepi ka pinuh sa Yerusalem.
Now listen to verse 29.
Ayeuna ayat 29.
Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We must obey God rather than men."
Tar Petrus sareng rerencangan, abi sadaya ngaraos langkung wajib taat ka Allah batan ka jelema.
But notice one expression in verse 28.
Perhatikan ungkapan tina ayat 28.
These religious leaders said, "You have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine."
Pemimpin agama ieu nyarios, tapi marane anggur ngaliar-liarkeun eta pangajaran nepi ka pinuh kasal Yerusalem.
Now, what did they mean by that?
Anmaskaranjeuna.
How could you fill a city with your teaching?
Kumaha tiasa minuhan kota ku ajaran urang?
Were they just talking in general terms?
Nah, mong nyarios perkais-perkais nu umum.
Did they not mean for us to take this literally?
Nah, sanes maksudna secara harafiah.
I think you'll find the answer in this very chapter.
Pasti sada kenging malerna tina pasal ieu.
In verse 42.
Ayat 42.
It says in verse 42.
Jelaskan di dia di ayat 42.
And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ.
Aranjeuna saban poe teu eureun-eureun ngawuruk bae di Bait Allah bae di kasoma-soma bari ngawarkeun Injil hal Yesus Kristus.
Notice they went to every home.
Ratoskeun aranjeuna angkat ka tiap bumi.
And they also preached the gospel in public areas.
Di tempat-tempat umum.
So they did two things.
Aranjeuna ngalakukeun dua perkawis.
They did not just have great crusades.
Ngayakeun kebaktian kepungan rohani nu ageung.
Where some people came to hear them.
Dimana sababaraha urang dongkap kanggung ngadangkeun.
They knew if they were going to reach people literally, they had to go where they live.
Bebade ngahontal secara harafiah aranjeuna kedah angkat ka tempat linggihna.
And so that is my premise.
Ieu alasan abdi.
To fill all the world literally with the gospel,
kanggo minuhan sadunya secara harafiah ku Injil.
We've got to go where all the people live.
Urang kedah angkat ka tempat maranehna.
No, I am so excited.
Duh, abi sumanget.
Because this is happening right now.
Ieu nu kajantanan ayeuna.
All over the world.
Di sakuliah dunya.
In our own ministry, as many as 10,000 workers every month.
10,000 padamel tiap sasih di pelayanan.
Are going to hundreds of homes, each of these workers.
Angkat ka ratusan bumi masing-masing padamel.
And they're helping to answer the prayers of many people who are praying for a harvest.
Aranjeuna nuju nulung ngawaler panada-panada ti seur jalmi kanggo hiji panen.
But now I said there were four things I wanted to share with you.
Aya opat perkawis nu bade ku abdi dibagikeun.
First was a prayer from Scripture.
Nu kahitinya eta hiji panada ti pangandika Gusti.
Second was a promise from Scripture.
Nu kadua hiji janji ti pangandika Gusti.
Third was a premise from Scripture.
Katilu alasan tina pangandika Gusti.
But last is a proclamation from Scripture concerning the coming harvest.
Terakhirnya eta hiji proklamasi ti pangandika Gusti ngenan dungkapna panen.
The Bible tells us exactly what's going to happen.
Alkitab masih terang naon nu baris kacantenan.
The Bible takes us to the end time.
Alkitab nyandak urang ka jaman akhir.
And the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 7 verses 9 through 12 what's going to happen.
Alkitab masih terang ka urang tina Wahyu pasal 7 ayat 8 dugi ka 12 naon nu baris kacantenan.
It gives us a picture of the great harvest when it's finally gathered.
Ieu hiji gambaran ngeunaan panen agung nu engkena dikempelkeun.
And in this passage we see a great proclamation.
Dina pasal ieu aya proklamasi ageung.
Listen to verse 9.
Dangukeun ayat 8.
Of Revelation chapter 7.
Dina Wahyu pasal 7.
John is telling of his vision.
Yohanes nuju nyarioskeun sisina.
He says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number of all nations and kindreds, tribes and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands.
Karena tidinya sim kuring ningal jelma mang pirang-pirang reana tanpa wilangan, di sakala bangsa, sel-sel bangsa, kaum-kaum, jeng bahasa-bahasa, narangtung, payunan singgasana, jeng anak domba, marake jubah bodas, ngemplak jeng nyarekel daun palem.
Oh, that we could see all that this scripture is telling us.
Perantaran pangandika Gusti nuju masian terang.
Oh, that we could open our eyes to just imagine what this will be like.
Perantiasa ngebayangkeun ieu sapertos kumaha.
It's a multitude that no man can number.
Ieu jalmi seueur nu teu tiasa dietang.
And where do they come from?
Di mana kawit aranjeunna?
From every nation.
Di tiap bangsa.
The word nation in the original language means every people group on earth.
Setiap bangsa dina bahasa asalna ngandung hartos setiap kelompok jalmi di dunya.
And then the scripture tells us that they came from all tribes. That means all the kinds of people there are on earth.
Di hartosna sadaya bangsa nu aya di bumi.
And then it tells us they will come from every language.
Teras masian terang ti sadaya bahasa.
There are thousands of languages in the world.
Aya ribuan bahasa di dunya.
And thousands of dialects.
Ribuan dialek.
And not one of them will be missed.
Moal aya saurang oge nu tinggaleun.
And they all stand before God.
Karajang ngadeg di payuneun Allah.
And they all make a proclamation.
Karajang ngadeg milici proklamasi.
It's a statement that they shout before the throne.
Hiji pernyataan nu digorowokeun di payuneun tahta.
And it says this in verse 12.
Disarukeun dina ayat 12.
They said, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
Berengarucap, Amin. Puja, puji, keagungan, kaluhungan, pamuji syukur, kehormatan, kekawasaan, kawisesaan, salamina kagungan, Allah urang, salangengna, Amin.
Oh, look at the beauty of this proclamation.
Endah pisan proklamasi ieu.
Can you just imagine everyone shouting amen.
Biasa kabayangkan pamit tiap jalmi nyaros amin.
Not just 100 million.
Tanas mong 100 jiwa.
Not just 200 million.
200 ribu.
Oh, we can't even imagine this number.
Mal biasa ngabayangkan jumlah ieu.
We do not even fathom what it may be.
Mali urang teu ngartos naon eta.
Because all of the harvest has not been gathered in yet.
Kumargi panen teu acan dikempelkeun.
But the harvest is increasing so tremendously.
Mong panen nuju ningkat luar biasa.
In our own ministry.
Dina pelayanan urang sarayana.
Maybe 5 years ago.
Biasa 5 tahun kapengker.
We were seeing about 800 people or 1,000 people coming to know Jesus every day.
Kami ningali kinten-kinten 800 dugi ka 1,000 jalmi nuju percanten kayu setiap dinten.
And we thought that was wonderful.
Ya luar biasa.
But then people began to pray like never before.
Jalmi-jalmi ngawitana nada.
There were whole months of prayer focused on the dark places of the earth.
Aya nanada sasasi nu tujuanana ka tempat-tempat nu poek di bumi.
And just a few years time that number tripled to 3000 every day.
Dina sababaraha taun jumlah ningkat janten 3000 tiap dinten.
And many other ministries like our ministry are seeing the same harvest increase.
Pelayanan sanes nu ningali panen teh nuju ningkat.
You heard our brother Reinhard Bonnke. If you've heard all this teaching, talk and speak on a subject that's vital for our growth.
Sadarek parantos ngadangu Richard Bonnke ieu nuju nyarios pokok penting ngeunaan tumuwuh.
Recently I was with this brother.
Bebaya abdi sareng anjeunna.
In London, England.
Di London, Inggris.
Where we were a part of a great concert of prayer.
Abdi sareng janten bagian tina konser naneda nu ageung.
At a very famous chapel.
Di hiji gereja terkenal.
Called Westminster Central Hall.
Disebut Westminster Central Hall.
By a very famous place in London.
Hiji tempat kakenal di London.
The Westminster Abbey.
Westminster Abbey.
And there were about 4,000 seats in that auditorium.
Aya 4,000 kursi di aula.
And we were leading a great gathering of prayer for about 4 hours.
Abdi saraya nuju mimpin jalmi seur tina naneda salami 4 jam.
And after I led a portion of prayer, Reinhard Bonnke came.
Parantos abdi mimpin sebagian tina naneda Reinhard Bonnke dongkap.
And he began to talk about the harvest.
Anjeuna ngawitan nyarios ngeunaan panen.
Oh, he talked about how millions and millions were going to be swept into the kingdom of God in the next few years. Nyarios
ngeunaan kumaha jutaan sareng jutaan jalmi nuju disapu lebet ka kerajaan Allah di taun-taun salajengna.
Perhaps you know that he has even preached to more than a million people at one time.
Urang tarang anjeuna nyarios ka langkung ti 1 juta jalmi tina hiji kesempatan.
And he was talking about this harvest.
Anjeuna nuju nyarios ngeunaan panen.
And then he made a statement I'll never forget.
Ada memiliki pernyataan nu teu tiasa hilap.
It even made me laugh.
Abdi oge gumujeng.
But it made me also rejoice.
Jeung ada suka gembira.
He said if Jesus keeps saving souls like this.
Taurna umpami Yesus nyalametkeun jiwa sapertos kieu.
Someday the devil will sit alone in hell.
Jadi dinten ieu baris calik nyalira di neraka.
And I thought wonderful.
Ya luar biasa.
And we're seeing this happen in our ministry. Nah,
bisa daya ningali nunuju kacantanan.
People are coming to know Jesus.
Ada jami-jami dongkap sareng percanten Yesus.
I think of one man in India.
Abi imut saurang pamegedi India.
Who grew up in the Muslim church.
Ageng di kulawarga Muslim.
And one day he was walking along the street.
Jadi dinten nuju mapah di jalan.
Near his city of Lucknow in North India.
Di kota Lucknow di India Utara.
Oh, he had memorized many passages of the scriptures. In the Quran.
Anjeuna nuju ngapalkeun ayat nu seueur dina Quran.
And he knew so much.
Seueur nu terang.
He could have even grown up to be a leader.
Anjeuna diagengkeun kanggo janten saurang pamimpin.
In his religion.
Dina agamana.
But he saw a man selling peanuts in the street.
Anjeuna ningali hiji pamegat nuju icalan kacang di jalan.
And he took this paper that was wrapped, peanuts wrapped in this paper.
Tas nyanda kertasna.
And he was eating the peanuts.
Bari nuang kacangna.
And when he finished eating the peanuts, he noticed that the piece of paper he had was had writing, printing on it.
Diperhatikan yang ayah seratanana.
It was a part of a gospel booklet from our ministry.
Ia bagian tina buku alit ngenaan Injil di pelayanan abdi sadaya.
Someone had thrown it away, or the wind had blown it.
Anu ngalungkeun duka ku angin kaapungkeun.
And because paper was very valuable, this vendor, this man selling peanuts, took this.
Pamarki kertas teh awis dipulung ku tukang kacang.
And he used it to wrap up peanuts.
Dianggo mungkus kacang.
And this young man.
Pamuda ieu.
His name is Sabir Ali Khan.
Namina Sabir Ali Khan.
Sabir took this little paper.
Sabir nyanda kertas eta.
And he began to read about the peace of God.
Ngawitan ngaos ngeunaan tentrem Allah.
And it said you can have this peace.
Ya, dicarioskeun anjeuna tiasa gaduh tentrem ieu.
But he didn't know how to find it.
Anjeuna teu terang kumaha carana.
Because most of the rest of the message was missing.
Kumaha terasanana teu aya.
But there was an address.
Mung aya hiji alamat.
It said if you want more information.
Pami hayang terang bejana.
You can write to this address.
Bisa nyeratan ka alamat ieu.
So he said I must know more.
Karena abi kedah terang langkung seur.
So he wrote to the address.
Anjeun nyeratan ka alamat eta.
And he said I want to know more about how I can have this peace.
Hayang terang langkung seur ngeunaan tentrem eta sarta ngagaduhanana.
So our office sent Sabir the Bible correspondence course.
Dan kantor abdi ngintun Sabir bahan kursus tertulis Alkitab.
It had 4 lessons in it.
Aya 4 pelajaran.
And this happened about 20 years ago.
Kejadian anak-anak 20 tahun kapengker.
And he went through each lesson.
Ada pelajaran di lenyepan.
And he gave his heart to Jesus.
Anjena masian manahna ka Yesus.
And Sabir met Jesus as his personal savior.
Sabir pendak sareng Yesus salaku juru selamat pribadina.
Now you may wonder.
Panginten saderek tataros.
What has happened to Sabir Ali Khan?
Naonu kajantaran ka Sabir Ali Khan?
I will tell you.
Abdi bade masian terang.
Sabir Ali Khan joined our ministry.
Sabir Ali Khan ngagabung sareng pelayanan abdi.
He became a full-time worker.
Janten pada mapinuh waktu.
And for over 10 years he started going house to house giving the good news of Jesus.
Langkah 10 tahun anjena angkat bumi ka bumi ngabagikeun warta sae ngeunaan Yesus.
And then he started to preach.
Terus ngawitan khutbah.
And he's a good preacher.
Anjena saurang khutbah anu sae.
And the ministry of radio in India heard about him.
Hiji pelayanan radio di India ngadangu ngeunaan anjena.
It's a ministry all over the world.
Hiji pelayanan nu ngahonda sakulia dunya.
It's called Trans World Radio.
Disebut Trans World Radio.
And now he works for them.
Anjena di damelna dirinya.
And he's on the radio every day of the week, 5 days a week.
Siaran radio tiap dinten, 5 dinten saminggu.
And he preaches.
Khutbah.
And you know who he preaches to?
Orang kasaha khutbah.
He preaches to Muslims all over Asia.
Ka urang Muslim di sakuliah Asia.
And the last report I heard is this.
Laporan terakhir nu ku abi di kadangu.
He is seeing over 300 Muslims come to know Jesus Christ as Savior every month.
Aya 300 jalmi Muslim percantan ka Yesus salaku juru selamat tiap sasihna.
And it all happened through a little booklet.
Adantaran ieu ngalangkungan buku alit.
That someone had used to wrap peanuts.
Digunakeun kanggo mungkus kacang.
This delights the Lord.
Nyenangkeun manah Gusti.
To see this kind of harvest.
Kamu ningali panen sapertos kieu.
Oh, I want to encourage you to pray for this.
Abdi ngadorong saderek neuneuda.
Begin to share the good news.
Bagikan warta anu sae.
And begin by making a commitment to pray every day.
Ada mali dijanji ka naneuda tiap dinten.
Use the examples we've been giving you in these lessons.
Gunakan conto-conto nu parantos dipasihkeun.
Now I must close.
Ayeuna ku abdi bade ditutup.
But in a very brief prayer.
Kupanada nu singkat.
I want to pray for you.
Abdi bade naneuda kanggo saderek.
Father God, I ask you this.
Allah Rama abdi nyuhunkeun.
In the name of Jesus.
Di lebet nami Yesus.
That right now you will touch my friend that's listening to this teaching.
Pasti bade ngajamah rerencangan nuju ngadangukeun pengajaran ieu.
Show them they can change the world through their prayer.
Pasian terang yen aranjeunna tiasa ngarobih ieu dunya ku paneuteh.
Help them to know you intimately.
Beras aranjeunna kenal langkung raket.
And to apply all that we've been sharing.
Nerapkeun naon nu parantos didugikeun.
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Di lebet nami Yesus.
Amen.
Amin.
And God bless you as you apply all of this teaching for His glory.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek waktu saderek nerapkeun pangajaran ieu kanggo kamulyaanana.